This is Phil Nee, and I hope all of your trails are happy. Thanks for joining us this morning. We put the wraps on our morning session and make way for a little kickback with community conversation right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. News this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 65 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden testing positive for COVID and cutting short his campaign trip in Nevada.
President Biden is isolating at his home in Rehoboth, Delaware, after testing positive for COVID Wednesday. The White House said late last night his symptoms continued to be mild, runny nose, cough, and general malaise. The president gave a thumbs up after arriving back in Delaware when asked by reporters how he was feeling. But he walked slowly from Air Force One to his waiting SUV and appeared to need assistance getting into the vehicle. Inside the SUV, he seemed to take a long, deep breath before putting on his mask. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
More Democratic leaders, meantime, are calling for President Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. Former President Donald Trump will deliver his nominating acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention this evening. New details emerging about the minutes leading up to the attempted assassination of Trump. Secret Service officials now believed to have spotted the gunman 20 minutes before the first shots were fired. This is ABC News. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez denying reports that he is going to resign his seat after being convicted on all counts in his bribery and corruption trial. Menendez is promising an appeal. Some old bones selling for a pretty penny.
Sotheby's expected the 27-foot-long Stegosaurus fossil to sell for between $4 and $6 million. But when the gavel came down Wednesday, it had sold for $44.6 million, the most expensive fossil ever sold at auction. But some critics say this should not happen. Scientists say these fossils have no monetary value. Sotheby's tells NPR it's found that its clients overwhelmingly buy these specimens for museums or donation. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Parts of Paris were suddenly closed off today. It was part of those security measures being put in place for the upcoming ceremonies of the Summer Olympics that'll be happening soon. Large parts of the banks of the Seine River being sealed off unless you have a pass to get through. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish dinner. Fish serve from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
People often ask us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home, what can I do to help? I'm Mark Jelinek. Some of the suggestions we share are simple and practical. Preparing food, washing clothes, cleaning the house, mowing the yard, or answering the telephone are just a few of the practical ways to show you care. Remember, support is needed at the time of death, and it is no less important in the weeks and months afterwards. For more helpful information, visit us at PrattFuneralService.com.
Mostly sunny and a high of 76 today. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies and comfortably cool tonight. A low of 53. Mostly sunny and very nice Friday. A high of 79. A few clouds Friday night and 57. Saturday partly cloudy and quiet. A high of 81. Sunday a 30% chance of spotty showers and a high of 81.
There are lots of reasons to come see The Music Man this summer, presented by Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin. It has classic songs you'll recognize right away, like You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, Till There Was You, and The Wells Fargo Wagon. It's got a timeless story filled with laughter about Professor Harold Hill coming to a small town and falling in love with Marion the Librarian. And it's got a large cast of your friends and neighbors, including a barbershop quartet. Shows are July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. matinees on Sundays. Tickets will be sold at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and a $60 family ticket for two adults and any number of children. Celebrate the summer with this look back to those great days of yesteryear by coming to see The Music Man.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
The annual Southwest Wisconsin Two-Center Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pull on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig, and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our Kermit heritage with us.
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
On our morning show today from WRCO and WRCE, we're talking about a fun event coming up this very weekend, the Woodman Aquatic Center Adult Prom Fundraiser Masquerade. It's coming up Saturday from 7 until 11 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. And joining us today in the studio, Liz Perkins from Southwest Partners and Sheila Troxell, volunteer extraordinaire, who is here today. Liz, boy, this it sounds like it's a really fun event you have planned again this
year. Yes, we plan this event. We have it every other year, and people have asked to have it every year, but there's a lot of planning and a lot of donors give to this event, so we like to spread it out every 2 years and make it exciting for everyone. This will be the fourth adult prom that we've hosted.
Okay, so it has been 2 years since you've done this.
Yes, then. Yeah, we take a break, get the momentum going again, give people time to plan and plan it for their summers. You know, before I picked the date, I knew when to start picking the date because people are reaching out to me, when are you having that? I don't want to be gone on vacation. So I tried to pick a date sooner this year so that they could plan around this event.
Plan around it. Well, that's awesome. And certainly Masquerade is the theme. So are we going, all dolled up and maybe incognito?
Or? Yes, it is up to you if you want to wear a mask or not. Okay. I have 50 masks that will be at the door as you come in. If you're one of the first 50 people and you don't have a mask, you're welcome to take one. If you don't want to wear a mask, that's okay too. But we like to have a theme for each of the proms. And this year, the theme is Masquerade. And I think it'll be fun to see people all dressed up, whether they wear masks or not. It'll be great to have them there.
You just want people to show up, whether they're in costume or dressed up or not, right?
Yes. This event is first and foremost about raising money for the second slide at the Aquatic Center. When we had the Aquatic Center built in our community, it was always a vision to have that second slide, and it was even built to have that second slide. But we had to downsize just to stay within the budget that they had asked, but we said that we would raise money for this just to have an addition and keep it an exciting place.
So you have the fund started for the second slide. Have you made progress on that?
Yes. So this Every prom that we've had has gone towards this account to have money for this slide, and we average about $10,000 in adult proms. So I think roughly around $30,000 so far, and then hopefully this next one will get us close to the $40,000 mark.
It's been a busy place, the Woodman Aquatic Center, this summer, hasn't it?
Yes. The weather, the rain that we all talk about lately has been a little bit of a damper, but you know, it's still a booming place, and I love to drive by it either on my lunch break just to see it packed and full of families and daycares and kids. And it really has become a place where families go. You know, it used to be kind of, before it was built, just a few kids would trickle in the summer. And right now there's people coming from all over the place, not just Richland Center. So it definitely is the vision that we hope for, and we're so thankful to have it.
The slide, as you mentioned, it's going to be maybe a little bit different than the one that's previously there then.
Yes. So the second slide that is planned for is a body slide, a runout slide, and is meant for all ages, but the current slide we have, you have to be a certain height, and that's always sad when there's smaller kids there that maybe are a little too old for that froggy slide, but a little too young for that yellow slide. So we'd really like to get that for all ages so that they're having fun and not just watching their big brother or big sister go down and have a good time. You know, Sheila has shared a story about her grandson. Maybe I'll let her talk about it, but it's exactly why we need it.
Yeah, Sheila, this is a great thing for all ages. And if you get this slide, it'll guarantee everybody can have a good time there on the slide.
It is. So my grandson, Graham, he is 6, and I go to Reedsburg. They live over between Reedsburg and Baraboo, and they always want to come to the pool. So I drive over there, pick him up, bring him back, and every time he comes, he goes over to the height to see if he's now tall enough. And he's like, Grandma, am I tall enough? And I'm like, you're not quite tall enough. But it's really hard to watch him because he wants to go down it so bad, but he's just too small. So it'll be so much fun for him to go. And my other grandson, when I left the house this morning, I said, I'm going to talk about the new slide at the aquatic center. And he's like, oh, Grandma, we're getting another slide. Will it be orange? He's so excited. So, I mean, the kids just love it. I mean, they love coming here and they love going to the pool.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a commitment to drive them here. You're kind of, you know, Grandma's taxi service there, I guess.
It takes about 4 hours by the time I get them over and get them back. But, you know, it's worth every minute to spend. And I think that's the big thing, just watching the family and just the pure joy that they're together and they're not on their, you know, phones or anything like that. They're just having fun in the pool and meeting up with friends and, you know, learning how to swim. They're always showing me how much better they can swim each time, that they don't need to wear the little tubies on their
floaties,
arms. Floaties, yeah, on their arms. And so they're really proud of that. And then just watching the kids go off the diving board and just, you know, it's just such a great community, you know, area to assemble at.
A lot of things go on there, too, not just young people going there to swim. We were talking before we went on the air, but adults have been using this summer as well.
Yeah, if you go up, I think the hours are between 10 and noon, and it's the adult walk, and then they walk the lazy river. And they're there the whole time, and again, it's just people coming together, and they talk, and it's a lot of fun. And then I know my son, Andy, the football coach, he takes his players sometimes, and then they turn up the resistance and have them walk against the current, because let me tell you, like, my grandkids think it's real funny to get ahead of me and I'm trying to catch them, and they're that's got a lot of strength to it, and so it's really a great workout.
Yes, it is. Thinking outside the box for those conditioning things. I love
exactly.
That. So, good deal. Well, you, of course, I introduced you as a volunteer for a lot of other things as well, but Kiwanis, I know, is near and dear to you. And how did the recent event go for the Pancakes for Backpacks?
It was great. I think we raised close to $2,000, and it will all go back to the backpacks and school supplies, so a lot of kids and families will take advantage of that. And I think for me, that's why I love getting involved with the community events, because it's really such a great way to watch the community comes together. Whenever there is an event or a fundraiser or anything like that, you can always count on Richland County to come together. I don't care if it's the dairy breakfast or whatever. They just come and they support. And I think that's why I'm so proud of living here.
The next next step for the backpacks is the sign up then, I'm guessing?
Yep, it'll be the sign up, and there'll be 2 days for that, and then we'll assemble them, and a lot of times we'll work like with the Boy Scouts or with the Kiwanis members, and then it's quite an assembly to watch that be put together, because you have to do different grades because they need different supplies, and then we'll have them all packed up, and then there'll be a couple of disbursement dates, and then they'll come and pick them up.
That's a pet project of the Kiwanis, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's near and dear.
Good deal. Back to the subject, the Woodman Aquatic Center adult prom fundraiser. I know you've been working hard to get some items for a silent auction. And how's that going?
Really good. And in fact, I brought with me one of the hot items.
Ooh.
Is I have a 6-pack of Ski Pop, and this is chilled. I chilled it just for you, Phil.
Really?
So I just didn't know if you wanted to make a silent auction bid.
I might do that.
It was it was quite interesting to get this. So
yeah,
I thought of you, and I thought
that's awesome.
Big bucks could roll in here,
huh? But if I bid on it today, I don't get it today, though, right? I got to wait till Saturday. See if
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I was gonna bring some raisins too, but I said, oh, yeah.
Well, I said, you know, there's two things Phil's known for: Ski Pop and that he hates raisins.
I'll pay you to take them. You know, that might be a good fundraiser
for you.
But yeah, there's a lot of different things. We've got some Jeremy and Jamie Pauls. They donated 2 outdoor camping rocking chairs. Center Cinema, a 1-year family pass. Betsy Raisler and her family, they have a sky chair, which is really cool. Wild Hills Winery basket. Robin's Nest donated a beautiful spinner. Walsh's Ace Hardware, they have a grill and a gift card. Sleepy Hollow has a Yeti cooler. Tiny Acres, a basket. Kelly's Creations, there's just tons of baskets, lots of gift cards. The businesses, and I'm always very respectful of that. Having been a business owner for a lot of years, you do get asked a lot. And so I'm very respectful of these businesses, because time and time again, they just always donate, or they always give. I just can't say enough about supporting the local businesses, because this is where it pays off and comes back, and it comes right back to our community.
Yeah, that's guaranteed money for the slide then. Anybody bids anything on any of those items,
that
right?
Is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Some really nice things there that people can bid on. Yes. When does the bidding start then on Saturday night?
I'll let Liz
Yeah, I can
it.
Take it from there. So the silent auction runs most of the evening. Towards the end of the evening, we'll announce when we're closing it. And the live auction we have usually typically between 9:30 and 10 o'clock. And just a few items. We don't want to stop people from dancing too long, but there are some things that we just want to bring attention to and would hopefully help us raise more funds towards this account for the slide. So, like I said, the silent auction goes out through most of the night. So If you trickle in at 9, you still have a chance. If you trickle in at 7, you can just keep an eye on those things all night if you really are eyeing something up that you do want. But otherwise, there's dancing going on throughout the night. There's light hors d'oeuvres there. I know a lot of people like to make this a big deal and go out to eat with their friends or their spouse or their significant other. But when you get there, you will see some light hors d'oeuvres. You'll see some desserts from Christy Sunnyside that will be included. And then later in the evening, we put some pizzas out too. So $25 a ticket for a person to get in, but it does include dancing, entertainment, and some light snacks throughout the night.
Yeah, you get hungry after you've been dancing for a little
bit.
You
do, right? Yes, especially us adults, I think. and the hours are 7 to 11, so we try to honor that. I know as we get older, you know, we don't want to stay out too late, but we want to go out, you know, just a little bit. So 7 to 11, snacks throughout the night. There'll be, you know, drinks there too that you can purchase, but it's just a great time to come with a friend group if you don't have anybody to go with. There's people that have come just wanted to come and check it out on their own and felt like dressing up, and if they look like they're, you know, feeling out of place, I can usually spot them and say, do you want to help, you know, and often they will, or I'll just help them find a seat by a group, and I think people have ended up having a lot of fun. So
yeah, there's plenty of things that can be helped with as well, right?
Yes, yeah, we'll have a 50-50 raffle going on throughout the night, and you know, just checking those silent auctions and refilling the desserts and the snack area. So if you want to help too, you want to come check it out, but you'd like a job instead of just sitting, you know, reach out to Sheila or I, and we can find something for you to help with, too.
Would you like to talk about any of the live auction items that you have?
So one that has just come in is a hunting trip to South Africa. So that will be for a five-day hunting trip. Will be offered up for 2 to 6 hunters, and it includes lodging, meals, and all beverages while you're there. And then you do have to pay for your own airfare to get there. So that's super exciting. It also includes $1,000 towards trophy fees, up to $500 towards taxidermy per hunter. So we've had this in the past, and it's gone really well. And I was thankful they reached out to me again and said, would you like this? And so if you're a big hunter or you want to take a trip to South Africa, come and bid at the live auction.
You have something for everyone, and I'm guessing especially a lot of gentlemen might be interested in that one.
That's what that's what I've heard. So, there is something for everyone, and you know, smaller silent auction items where you want to just contribute a little. There's some bigger ones. Tiffany Lemke has made a big portrait that has gone really well of a Highlander, and we'll have that again. So I remember some ladies fighting for that at the last live auction and bidding against each other. And it's just it's a very striking picture.
Tell me about the musical chairs, Van. How does that work?
So this is just, I don't know how we even started with this. I think it was a dream that I came up with some night when we first had the first adult prom. But we have some very beautiful cakes decorated by some local bakers. Kim Rotheray, Becky Hofer, and Quinn Blair of Blair Bakery have each donated a cake. And what you do is you pay to play. You pay $10 to have a seat in the musical chairs, and it is actual musical chairs, and you're basically fighting for this cake of your choice. You sign up for which one you think you want, but they wear their high heels or they kick them off, and there's ladies and gentlemen that are all dressed up, but they are going all out to take these cakes home with them. And I don't blame them because they're beautiful and they're delicious. I think I won one at the first prom, and then it got a little wild, and I just decided to step out and make sure all was well and nobody got hauled off in an ambulance.
There has been a little cheating going on. I've seen
cheating.
That too. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Yes, yeah, I think others have tried to bring their chair with them and carry it as they walk around the circle. But it is musical chairs just as you played as a child, but you're playing it as an adult against adults. Dressed up for cake.
I'm guessing your son, Coach Troxel, could probably supply some moves for some of these people because it probably gets kind of rough, doesn't it?
Well, I did notice he kind of picked up his chair and carried it last time.
Oh.
And the DJ told him he had to put it down. But they go all out. And some of the teachers, they're in it to win it.
To get the cake.
Yeah.
Can they eat it then that night then?
Have seen that happen.
I have
seen them open up the box and take it out. And they some share, some don't. They just couldn't wait till they got home. And that is probably one of the most exciting things and what's bringing people back is musical chairs for cake. I never would have thought it, but it's exciting.
Yeah, it's something fun and unique, isn't it?
And we have a great DJ.
Yes, yep. Dustin Wanless has been our DJ the past couple proms, and he always has some fun games, too, and just to keep people entertained. But an adult prom is a little different than maybe your high school prom that everybody just kind of lets their hair down. They're there with the people they want to be, and there's no judging. You come in whatever makes you feel good. If it's a long dress, a short dress, dress pants, you know, whatever makes you feel good that night, that's what we want to see you in. And people do seem to follow that. I've seen all different things. So,
does it cost money to play the game, such as musical chairs?
The musical chairs does. So it's $10 to enter.
Okay.
So things like that do. And obviously the 50-50 if you'd like to do that. And we often have other games throughout the night that they're not too expensive to play because we want you to have fun. But it is a fundraiser. So we have to keep that in mind. Like, we are doing this for a cause. There are times you may want to bring a little cash to play some of the games.
And for the silent auction, Sheila, do we get a number or do we just write our name down when we're bidding on those items?
We're going to do the number because sometimes I think too people get, if you're bidding against your friends or whatever, when you write your name down, then they don't want to, you know, go against the friends, where a number, you don't know who it is. So, you know, it gets you know, then people have no remorse.
Sure, they don't. Yeah. Or they try to run somebody up a little bit, something they know they want.
Exactly. But it is amazing to as people, they just kind of like walk by and then they walk by again. They're just scanning to make sure they're still the high bidder. So it's just a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. All Saturday night. We have a little bit more to talk about. We'll be back with more on the morning show after this time out as we speak about the Woodman Aquatic Center Adult Prom Fundraiser coming up this Saturday night.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for
farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better Cleaner Now.
The Adult Prom Fundraiser Masquerade is coming up on Saturday night, and we're continuing our conversation here in the morning show with Liz Perkins and Sheila Troxell. So if I'm interested in going to the prom, Liz, where do I get tickets at?
There are a few different venues you can go to. You can go to Wallace Cupernelli Insurance, Dreams Bridal, Court and Main, or the Community Center. And they'll be available till about Friday afternoon, I'd say around 4 o'clock. And then I'll pick them up. You can also purchase them at the door. It's the same price. We just preferred people to buy them ahead of time because then we know how much to get for snacks and food out. So we welcome, if it's a last-minute decision on a Saturday night and you want to buy a ticket, you can come and purchase one at the door.
Right at the door. So that makes it pretty easy as well.
Yep. You can get ahead of time or purchase at the door.
All right. Same price then?
Same price.
Oh, that's a really good deal.
It is.
Another thing that we didn't talk about is the new slide. And I could name that after myself if I wanted to, right, Sheila? If the price was right?
You absolutely can, Phil. But that is something that the slide, if you would like to have naming rights to the slide, we can work that out, and you can pay the money to have it named after your family or your business or, you know, whatever your preference is. We also have, when you enter the Woodman Aquatic Center and you walk down the hallway as you're heading towards the bathrooms and showers, really take a look on the left-hand side. There's all the bubbles that are there, and the bigger the bubble, then the bigger the donor was. But really take a good hard look at all the names and that are along there that have given. And if you're a family and you would like to donate and you want to bubble with your name on it, you know, just contact one of us and we can make that happen because we've got a long hallway to fill and we can add bubbles to it.
Okay. So that's an ongoing process as well.
That is an ongoing thing. Ah. And I've seen a lot of times families come together because maybe one family, it's too much, you know, to do it by themselves. But I have seen a lot of families come together and then they donate it after the family or maybe a memory of someone, you know, things like that. There's just all kinds of possibilities.
Sure. An estate, you know, donation and things like that, too.
Absolutely.
So keep them in mind. It seems like only yesterday that the Aquatic Center was just a dream, and now it's serving the community and several communities, too, right?
They just, everyone comes from all over. And I mean, and they make that trip. I mean, it's not just like, you know, maybe once a week. A lot of times families come, you know, daily. So it is. I mean, it's just a huge draw. And I think what's so cool is just watching, you know, friends being made there and people interacting together. And it's the cutest thing that the green slide is named after Pat Elliott, and the frog's name is Elliott. And but you know, Pat donated so many just years of trying to put it together and things. And Liz was such a you know, I don't know, leader in getting it done. I can still remember when they were up there and took the picture of them going to break ground. But you know what is kind of deceiving is the pool that was there. Actually, the new aquatic center sits in the same footprint, but yet it looks so much bigger. But you know, one of the things is, like for me, the zero entry. That is really helpful for people that can walk right in and not have to try to step off of a ledge or something like that. And you know, when you get little kids going, I mean, they can move pretty fast. And when you're older and you're trying to catch them, you can't move as fast as they can go.
Sure.
But there's just so many things that you know, it was just time, you know, for the aquatic center to be put in, and it's just really been a great thing.
I'm going to write that down for Triviathon, the name of the frog as Elliott, huh?
Yes, okay. Elliott.
That's a good trivia question. If someone, Liz, would like to just donate, maybe they can't make it to the prom on Saturday. Can they do that?
Yes, they can. They could, I can give my email out, lizperkins721@gmail.com, or you can call me 608 604-7609. I'm using the next 2 days to go out and collect items that people have said they donate, so I'm willing to come to you if you have something that you'd like to give, or if you'd like to just give a cash donation to this event. We've had several people just willing to be part sponsors in this, because we truly want to make it everything that comes in goes to this slide. So first and foremost, thank you to Southwest Partners. Thank you to the Phoenix Center. Greg and Amy have been wonderful to work with. They're all very helpful in this event. TNT Gymnastics, they help us with the decorations, so we're not purchasing a bunch of things. And then other people have just given money towards the event. Dance Elite, Jones Chevrolet. Colmuth is helping with some of the lighting, Dustin Wanless, Dreams Bridal, Sunnyside, I think RC Bank. So if you just even want to give a cash donation towards this event to make it happen and help us pay for things so that all money coming in goes to the slide, we would greatly appreciate it.
Talk a little bit about Southwest Partners as well, as long as you're here. What are some things you're looking at maybe down the road?
So we're still working to finish the Safe Routes to School and get that black top. You know, when our school's consolidated, we realized we'd probably have some kids trying to go to the intermediate school on bike or by foot. And so that's been a great addition that Southwest Partners has worked with the school district to make happen. And we'd like to see that paved. There's some gravel there still. So that's a project we hope that will be finished very soon. And then there's a group of students and families that are interested in a skate park in our community. I visited Mount Horeb. They kind of have a same area that we're looking at, and they have a really nice skate park that looks appeasing. And I think that we would like to see that project for kids that just want to skate. Not they can't skate down our sidewalks. You know, there's regulations about that. And so I'd like to find a place for them in the future to go that's, you know, well lit, in sight, and a place where they can hang to if they prefer that activity.
You're always open for public input, I'm sure, as well, if somebody has a vision, right?
Yeah, I think that's what this is all about. That's what Southwest Partners is all about. We all come from different backgrounds, and I think that just because there's a project, it's not just for me. It's not just for Sheila. We realize that we want people to live here in this community and come to this community, and we're not all going to like the same things and activities, but it's a group of people that have listening ears and not afraid to tackle projects and realize that they're not all going to be just for ourselves, and that's what it's all about.
Are you still painting rocks once in a while?
Sometimes. The last time I painted a rock was the big peep hunt, the peep hunt rock. I don't know if you remember that around Easter time. I do clues for a week. I'm not very good at clue writing. I do need to improve that, but I kind of give it away after a few days. But I hide a peep rock, and it comes along with you can win a family aquatic center pass for the year. So people get into that if they're looking to get a family pass, and they usually find within a few days. And sometimes if I just need a little mental break, I'll break out my paint and paint a rock, but probably not as big as it was, but we still find ways to bring it back every once in a while.
I think too, one of the things that they are working on is a new kayak landing.
Yes, for Southwest Partners.
Yeah, yep. For Southwest Partners.
Oh.
Because they are very good about maintaining. Dale Bender is, at those kayak landings to make sure that if they had some old ones and that they're looking to replace them. And I think they just had someone in memory of someone that is going to put one in that needed to be replaced. So I think they work a lot with Mark McCauley and Pine River Paddle and Tube to, you know, just make this destination point.
Which one specifically, or just as far as replacing one, or is it...
I'm not sure which one they're working on.
Yeah, I'm not positive, but I know they've been really working hard on it and putting it in, and I think they have really worked hard to make sure that they're also compatible for anyone with special needs, which is, you know, very, very important. And I know, I think of my mom, who she lives at Richland Hills, and a lot of the people there, it's hard for them to get out and things, but they love to watch kayakers and the tubers come down and they can go over there and they can watch them come down, you know, the river. So that was such a big plus, because it not only was a plus for our community, but it was also for a lot of the people that are there, and just really enjoyed to watch the young kids and stuff and the basketball hoop that's over there now and things that the kids come over and play on that side of town. And, you know, that was all started with working with Southwest Partners.
It's awesome you're doing things like that for the youth, because it's always been, well, there isn't anything for the young people to do. So you're doing something about it, aren't you?
Well, and I will put out just a caution, because if you're causing any type of mischief over there, I can guarantee you there's a lot of eyes on you.
Community watch.
Yeah, they have it, and they're good.
I bet they are. Well, kind of take us through the order of events then again on Saturday, Liz.
Yeah, so the doors open at 7 p.m., and if you'd like to come in and just get a seat, there's seating, too. We're not expecting everybody to stand all night. There's plenty of seating. Get your group of friends, sit around the table, enjoy some hors d'oeuvres, some light snacks, and the music will start then, too. And then you'll kind of see the night just loosen up, especially after we play that first musical chairs game. We usually try to play one early on so people can, if they're new to this adult prom thing, they can see what it's about and then decide, like, yeah, I'm going to go for that second and third one. Otherwise, we have people walking around doing the 50-50 raffle. If you want to get up and look at the silent auction items every once in a while and put a bid on there. But otherwise, it's just a night of dancing and fun and hanging out with one another and feeling good.
People can go out for supper, Sheila, or have supper there at the Phoenix Center.
Absolutely. And the other thing I wanted to say about the musical chairs is I have seen where people will donate $10 to put someone else's name in that. And so then they have to participate. And that's a lot of fun, too.
So we surprise them when we call up their name to play musical chairs. And I didn't sign up. Well, somebody signed you up. So
if you want to get even, that's the place to do it.
That's awesome. You can put somebody, you should do that with dancing, too. You know, like bid $20 to see somebody get up and dance.
That's right.
You
know? That might be a new game.
That's a new idea.
The Phil Knee dance game. I think we'll play that around 10 o'clock.
Yeah. People will be ready to go by then.
Yes. So. And we do usually put pizza out later in the evening, too. So there's plenty of things you'll find to eat, but I would encourage you to make it a special night and go out to eat. And some people have joked about some men, do I have to ask my wife with a promposal? And so they get into it, and I've even seen people selling their, you know, daughter's dresses on Facebook to try to say last minute called if you need a dress. But there's different places in town you can get a dress too. So,
and you've heard about people going all out with their costumes and their tuxes and the dresses.
Yes,
and everything.
I've been sent some pictures already, just in excitement that they are ready for this masquerade theme, and I can't wait to see them walk through the door. And that's what this is about. It's about the fundraising, and it's about having an event in our community that somebody can look forward to. And you know, we do those things with Thunderfest, and it's we want people to live here, we want people to have things to look forward to, and we're glad to support that.
You, of course, have a football family, so your little nephew is playing on Saturday.
Yes, my nephew Teague is in a very special football game, and I have a lot of family going to it. And unfortunately, I have to stay back to organize for this, but I can't wait to hear about it. We're super proud of him, and he's going to UW-Whitewater in the fall, so excited to see where Teague goes.
Yeah, good luck to him on that as well. Yes. So, but you still have a date Saturday night.
I think
like.
So. Okay. I told my husband I'd leave his clothes out hanging, and I'll iron them for him, and if he shows up, I'd appreciate that. But he often knows that I'm running around these things, and sometimes I find him standing in a corner.
You can just hang him up at the door at the Phoenix Center, right?
Yes,
you can just get him on the
usually
way in.
Usually he finds a crowd to hang with, and that's it. You know, I've seen people say, I don't have anybody to go with, or, you know, do I have to have a date? You don't. You just come, and we'll find you, and you'll find a group, and the dance floor is full. So don't let that stop you, and don't let it stop you if you don't feel like you have the perfect dress. Like I said, long dresses, short dresses, dress pants, just come feeling good about yourself.
Everybody fits in.
Everybody fits in.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add, Sheila?
I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody and seeing the costumes and who comes up with what. And I think it's just going to be a really wonderful evening.
Great. Well, I appreciate you both for your volunteerism, not only with this event, but all year long. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Sheila Troxell, Liz Perkins, joining us on this portion of the morning show.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller. O'Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Ever wonder what O'Cooch comes from? It comes from the O'Cooch Mountains, and we think it was put in there by Meriwether Lewis back in the 1833 Northwest Territories map. O'Cooch Mountains, right up there where Mount Tabor is in Richland County. You can go and check it out for yourself. But O'Cooch Books and Libations, named for the Native American tribe that was in the area back in the day when my family came here. O'Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Get ready for unbeatable summer savings at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into juicy New York strips, just $9.98 a pound. Buying for the family? Their family packs of strips are only $9.48 a pound. Craving something different? Try the assorted varieties of cedar plank salmon for only $6.99 each. And don't miss out on the deli deals. Kretschmar medium roast beef, just $11.98 a pound. And sliced Munster cheese, only $4.98 a pound. Richland Locker, where quality meets value. Visit them today. Price is good while supplies last. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion. Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO. Fuzz McCauley is our guest. Fuzz, the summer's going by pretty quickly, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, I guess you have those, you got that June, that nice weather. Seems like July, the whole heat and humidity just takes off, so you kind of pick and choose the days you want to be outdoors feeding the insects.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It settles in.
Yep.
It's also bratwurst season.
Yes. When isn't bratwurst season, right?
Yeah, I know it. That's true.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I don't know what it is, but I associate you with bratwurst because you've got quite a history.
Well, you mean eating them or cooking them?
Yeah, cooking them.
Yeah, we've created a lot of smoke over the years, especially like with the FFA over the years. I think some of the bigger outings were like football games and that kind of thing, at the high school. And yeah, we've gone through a lot of brats over the years.
Indeed. Yeah. And you've got a fundraiser coming up later this week, I understand.
We do. It's with the Nazarene Church, the Youth Brat Barn. If you've never been there, it's in the parking lot of the Nazarene Church. And it's a little barn similar to the one Bernstead's had, years ago. That was the first brat barn I ever remember. But, so we have a little barn there that the kids with some adult supervision sell brats every Friday from 11 to 1. So that's what goes on every week. This coming Friday is a special day.
Okay. And why is it special, Fuzz?
Well, we are going to give a free brat to every veteran that comes. So it's kind of our July thing, of course, kind of that 4th of July carry-on thing. And so every veteran that comes to the brat barn between 11 and 1 this Friday gets a free brat.
Have you done that before?
We have not. It's kind of it's a new thing. I think one of our committees decided it would be, a good thing to do. I mean, you can't give enough back to people that gave us all that they had. So we really felt like this would be a good, I wouldn't be surprised if this is not going to be an annual event, but at this point, it's our first.
It's a great thing, a great lesson to teach the kids, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I think as we kind of go on with different generations, when you get away from some of the past wars, you kind of don't have the connection maybe or the net worth, let's say, of a you know, of the value of a veteran quite so much. So I think this is an important thing to do.
The Brat Barn, as you mentioned, stays pretty busy in the summertime, it sounds like.
It does. It does. It's on a Friday. I think we used to do Brat Barns back years ago. Saturdays were always big days. Mm-hmm. But the Nazarene Church does theirs on Fridays, and it's a weekly thing. And you get your weekly followers. That's what's cool. They know that Friday lunch, let's go get a brat.
Yeah. They're loyal, then, in other words.
That's correct.
Yeah. So where do the proceeds go generally from the monies raised during the year?
Well, the youth groups of the Nazarene Church, then they have conventions, they have Bible quizzing, they have things that go on that require some money. They do a Boundary Waters trip. Canoe trip kind of thing. So they have several activities that kind of need, additional funding. And like every several years, there's like a big Nazarene conference for kids somewhere in the United States. And so, you know, something like that, you take an airplane and 12, 15 people, you have to generate a lot of money. And so this is part of what goes on to generate the money for them.
Do they have activities during the rest of the year other than the summertime?
Well, they obviously have like a weekly, you know, Sunday nights is a weekly gathering and activities. But other than that, it's usually like I say, they have like quizzing, which is memorization of Bible scriptures. And then they compete with other Nazarene churches, let's say in our region, so it might be southwestern Wisconsin, Madison area. So those are kind of things. In fact, we had two kids that went to a national competition for the Nazarenes. So some awesome things to kind of like think, you know, that you're investing in the future with a lot of faith-building projects.
That's really impressive. I had no idea that, you know, that really gets them up to snuff with their Bible quotes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. In fact, I'm not the official youth leader anymore, but I helped fill in last week, and it was very interesting. I had it kind of my lesson plan out, you know, and some scriptures and stuff. And one of the, I said, who would like to read the first set of scriptures out of Philippians? And one of the students goes, well, I've got it memorized. I said, you are kidding me. I said, let's hear it. And they laid it right out on the line, like four verses in Philippians. I'm like, whew, that blows me out of the water. So that was awesome.
I am impressed there. How great is that?
Yeah, really? Yeah.
So then, in other words, if you went head-to-head in the quiz bowl, they'd probably stump you then.
We have tried it.
Have you?
Yeah. So it was kind of a fun thing. But for us in the church, you know, they would announce, you know, kids have been here on this quiz bowl and there, and this is how they've done. And I really had no clue what a quiz bowl was. So I said to Pastor Young, I said, you know, kind of what is it? And he kind of tried to explain it. I said, you know what? I think I'm not the only one in church that doesn't understand this. Let's actually have a quiz bowl and adults versus kids, fully knowing that the adults were going to get blown out of the water, okay? And if I'm going to try to make it as sensible as possible, it was on some scriptures that these kids have already, like, practiced on, that kind of thing. So in church one Sunday, we had three or four adults up on the stage, three or four of the kids up on the stage, and then they did this quiz bowl. Well, there was no doubt I was impressed when it was over, and it wasn't because of what we as adults knew.
Wow.
So, it was, and that gave me a great appreciation for how it works and, you know, how great of a thing it is for these youngsters to realize, you know, the value of a Bible and to memorize the verses.
Gives you hope for the future, doesn't it?
Definitely does. And not only is it memorizing, but it's understanding. And that's what a lot of these quiz questions are kind of about. You got to know the scripture, but it's also, you know, what does it mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great way to learn because you're having fun and there's a little competition, but it may stay with you then.
Well, they put these things on your chair. So if you know the answer and you're the first one to pop up off your chair, which is a disadvantage for me, by the way, any words like popping, that does, yeah.
But things first, pop, but you don't jump up.
That's right. So you get up off your chair and this thing lights up and they know you're the first one. And then you give the answer. So that was the part I did not understand when they talked about quizzing. And so, yeah, it was really fun. And I back to the Brat Barn or any other fundraisers we do. It just really helps to know, okay, this is what I'm investing in. Mm-hmm. And I can't find a better thing to invest in.
Yep. I was thinking Bill Twining should go broadcast that or, you know, maybe host that.
Bill Twining could do it.
Yeah, I would think he could.
That's for sure. Yeah, he could do it. And in fact, knowing Bill, he could probably be a good competitor.
I would think he might.
He would. Yes, he is.
He could represent the older folks.
Yes, he could.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add about the Brat Barn on Friday, folks?
I think, and if you don't like brats, you know, there are people that don't, a rarity, but, you know, they have hot dogs, that kind of thing. There'll be chips and drinks, the kind of normal thing. And the other thing that's probably, I think, a real benefit is if you get a hot day, gets to be 90s and, you know, the humidity's right up there, the outreach center is just like 60 feet away. So that is available to go in there into the air conditioning and there'll be tables there and you can sit down and, you know, enjoy a brat with some other people. So if it's really bad weather, that is available as well.
Sure. You never know. Could be raining, too.
Right. Exactly.
Does. Yeah. Do you have a capability of drive-through if somebody doesn't want to get out of the car?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have people that drive up and, in fact, some of the people, give me my normal.
So they do come about every Friday.
That's right.
But again, you want to focus on veterans and salute them this week.
Exactly. This is a tribute to the veterans, and we would love to have as many veterans as possible. Don't have to bring anything that proves it. You come tell them you're a veteran and you're taken care of.
Awesome. And if somebody wants to donate, drop off, you'll take some tips too.
Absolutely. Yep, we do. Yep, and we get tips. We don't ask for them, obviously, but yeah, we do. We get donations and tips. And yep. Good.
What are the hours, Fuzz?
11 in the morning till 1 p.m., so through that noon hour stretch. Yep.
Great. Well, yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Phil.
Have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Fuzz McCauley joining us on The Morning Show from WRCO.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells. Monster Trucks Nitro Tour will invade Dells Raceway Park with two big shows, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Monster Trucks and more, plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets, inclusive pit party pass, and the best seat. Get tickets at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate. Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees. Riding a real monster truck, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
Join the Highland Lions Club for the Our Town Celebration in Highland Village Park, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. Enjoy food, fun, and festivities for all ages at 755 Main Street, Highland, Wisconsin. On Thursday, kick off with a concession stand at 5 p.m., a 7th and 8th grade softball tournament, and the Glow Run/Walk at 7:30. Friday features youth bingo, an ATV poker run, a pickleball tournament, and karaoke from 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday brings a car show, kids carnival, beanbag tournament, bingo, a chicken barbecue dinner, smoky gun showdown, and fireworks at dusk. Follow Highland Lions Club on Facebook for more details. See you at the Our Talent Celebration, July 18th to 20th.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for hotel front desk positions. They have openings for second shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and third shift, 11 p.m. to